Does Hollywood's latest homage to 50s science fiction collapse under a mass of scientific misconceptions? Listen to Jacob Blickenstaff's review of Monsters vs. Aliens to find out.
Regular listeners have probably noticed that I'm on the lookout for movies that feature strong female characters, and Monsters vs. Aliens certainly meets that criterion. We follow Susan Murphy through her development into Ginormica, a 15-meter-tall, white-haired version of herself. Susan is transformed after being struck by a meteorite on her wedding day.
Hey, Jerry, you might want to check this one out. Looks like some type of UFO, and it's heading this way.
I think I just got hit by a meteorite.
I really appreciate that they got that right. Susan correctly refers to the object that hit her as a meteorite, since it reached the ground. While still in space, rocky objects like this are meteoroids, and those that burn up in the atmosphere, meteors. So Susan is captured by a military unit and taken to a secret facility where she meets several other monsters based on 1950s science fiction films.
But I don't belong here! I'm not a monster!
Whoa!
Sorry.
There's Bob, a blue gelatinous mass, a la The Blob. The missing Link, who bears a striking resemblance to the creature from the Black Lagoon. Insectosaurus, who is a giant mutated larva not so different from Mothra. And finally, Dr. Cockroach, PhD, the result of a teleportation experiment gone wrong, much like The Fly. Through the course of the movie, we see Susan change from a woman who only wants to return to normal size into a hero, proud to have done her part to save the planet. In the end, she rejects her self-centered and abusive fiancé and remains single, an empowering message for young women to see. By reviving monsters from classic science fiction, this movie reproduces some of the most common problems in sci-fi. The foremost of these is scaling. When you're making a movie, it's easy to make an actor in a rubber suit look huge by building a scaled-down model of a city. Unfortunately, just making an animal many times larger than normal doesn't work for a variety of physical and physiological reasons. First, think about volume, and if density is maintained, also the mass, when an object is doubled in size. Let's think of a cube 1 centimeter on a side and double all the dimensions. You get a cube 2 centimeters on each side with a volume of 8 cubic centimeters. That means doubling the size of the cube made it 8 times more massive. Ginormica went from being a normal height, say 1.7 meters, to approximately 15 meters tall. That's a factor of about 9, so her mass would increase by a factor of 9 cubed, or about 730 times. That might not seem so bad, since she has larger bones, too. Well, the problem is the strength of a bone is determined by its cross-section, not by its volume. So when she grew by a factor of 9 in all directions, the cross-section of her bones grew by a factor of 81, that's 9 times 9. But her mass has gotten over 700 times larger. So her bones are only 80 times stronger, her skeleton would simply collapse. Far from being powerful and scary, giant creatures would be immobile piles of flesh and bone.
This handsome fellow is Dr. Cockroach, PhD.
Scale is not my problem with Dr. Cockroach, PhD. Now, I understand the idea of stock characters, and I recognize that Dr. Cockroach is a tribute to the main character in The Fly, but I do get a bit tired of mad scientists in movies. In fact, if you run a Google image search on scientist, you'll find that a third of the top hits show a mad scientist. He, and he is always male, has crazy eyes, wild hair, and is clearly up to no good. Science is responsible for some potentially very scary things, so it makes sense that scientists make easy villains for screenwriters to use in sci-fi films. It would be nice to see some of the villainous and heroic scientists portrayed a bit more like real human beings from time to time. Monsters vs. Aliens is a nice tribute to some classics of science fiction, and gives teachers a chance to talk about the physiology of scale and the portrayal of scientists in the media.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.